we're going to start how you normally do in a Māori gathering, which would be with karakia. So, which in karakia just means all sorts of things. It means just something you say together. Back in the day, if you go back to traditional Māori religion, it would have been probably an incantation to a Māori god. Nowadays, it could be a Christian prayer. It could be just a very neutral one. So the one I'm going to use with you is the sort of neutral, more secular one that we use at Highlands Intermediate. You notice my class Highlands Institute, which, you know, just talks about, you know, above, below, within, without, you know, whichever way things come to us. And then it says, and then it uses the school motto, actually, which is Inanta Mahi, which is from what you do, that's the proof of who's the leader or who's the, you know, which is like the by outcomes. Okay. And then we burst into a wait. So, it's you karakia, and stand up, and I'll just leave that karakia if you know it. Please join in. Ki runga, ki raro, ki roto, ki waho, I ngā te mahi, e ranga tino. Okay. And Matua Phil told me they added the tino bit before the rangatira because they needed extra syllables in the song that the original song was established. So, I'm going to leave the song. One or two of you will notice this is used a lot in courses and so on nowadays. So it's just te aroha. So you've possibly done this before. So perhaps say you're repeating some words after me so you know where we're going. Te aroha. Te aroha. Te whakapono. Te whakapono. Te rangimāre.
Te rangimāre.
Tātou, tātou, e.
Tātou, tātou, e.
Very complicated. Yes, so you might say, I'll sing quietly. So that, was that all 500 people? But just try as you can, do it a couple of times. Because that sort of then engages you in a like, oh, I'm hearing something, I haven't understand it, I'm going to reply, okay. So obviously if I said what's your name, then you could just say your name like you just did then. But obviously we want to do a little bit of minds and what Justin name. So you don't have to say this back. The question for you what your name is will simply be call why to him or so that's the question you'll hear.
That's
so at this stage
you say that very quickly.
Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say again. So call why to him or but I will tend to say it fairly quickly because at this stage we're not going to learn that sentence. We're not even going to learn to say it ourselves. You're just going to learn to recognize it. So that when you hear it, you go, oh, this is someone asking me what my name is. So I want you to do this at this stage, just in a completely verbal way that you go, oh, that's the question. Okay, how do I answer? Do it. So, okay, so in response, to just put a little bit of mali into it, to say your name, but just put a little bit of money in front of it, would be to say, instead of saying Paul, like, what's your name, Paul, would be call, Paul, or call, or just give it Paul, call, Paul. So just put a call in front of it. So, so let's together support the person who's going to, so the only person who's going to be saying this about Peter is Peter, so he's saying call Peter, but we're going to all support him the first time out and sort of say as a group, is it all our names of Peter? So, first just give your name again, and then we're together going to say, after Peter said Peter, we're going to say, call Peter. Okay?
Call Peter.
And like, you just say your name, we're going to support you and all say it together. Is it Peter? Peter?
Call Peter.
Okay?
Rodney.
Call Rodney.
Diana.
Call Rodney.
Saying oh how.
That's all. Guess what?
That's an extra.
Right.
Well,
okay.
No, I could be a teacher. I had your mind too when I was seeing this. So the thing here is that when you're learning other languages, you can't always just put words in and say, oh, that word means this or that word means that, because languages have all sorts of words that just float around. And the one you just said, cool, is one of those. So it's a thing sort of particle, and it just is. The only thing in English that you might say, instead of saying, if someone says, what's your name? Instead of just saying Paul, I might say, it's Paul. You know, so it's like a little introduction to that's how that word works. It doesn't actually have any meaning by itself. You can't make a sentence that just goes, cool. So that would be like, if I said, and I'll just try something out now, okay, call white to anyone? See, now that's achieved with merit. If Wynn had just gone, I think he's asking my name, oh, Wynn, I don't know any other Māori, that would be achieved because at least you'd understood the question if you said Wynn, but call Wynn, that's definitely the next level up, okay? So, it's achieved with merit. On the system, okay, call white to anyone? Oh, that's the achievement with excellence. Okay, right there. Okay, so let's get to that word, other word now, which Peter's talking about, and which you hear on Radio New Zealand, on national radio all the time. The reporter will say, call John Smith a home. Okay? So, and it's a word that just means I or me. Okay? So, after me, aho.
Aho.
Aho. Now we're not notes, we're not writing any of this down.
Was it aho or aho?
Aho.
Okay.
Aho. 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 So here's one of your big problems. Anybody here an actor or drama person? Okay, you've got a tremendous advantage in language learning. Because in language learning you have to make sounds with your mouth in learning another language that you don't make in your own language. So you just feel a little bit odd. Or a little bit, what did you say? And so you're trying as best as possible to sort of go, aho, aho, and you'll think, that's not quite like anything I say in English, Paul, help me. barriers here is like just to listen and listen and listen. You keep modifying, just like that little 2-year-old does. You keep going until they understand you back. And you say, well, okay, okay. So together, aho.
Aho.
Okay.
Is that correct, Paul? Should be aho.
Yeah. So what you get nowadays, okay. So what you get in pronunciation is you get all sorts of variations, right? So you've obviously heard someone say aho or something like that or whatever. And really in the end, it'll be what I say versus what somebody else says, and after 10 different people, you'll go somewhere in the middle, you'll try to copy. So the normal thing with language is you copy the person you have most to do with in that language. So my German is really, has the accent of where I stayed as an exchange student, which is quite sad, but it's because those are the people I talk to. So you sort of go, oh, I'm going to say it like Paul, and then you hear someone say, oh, they say it differently. So you might always say it differently to 2 different people. Sometimes the variations are because, sometimes, occasionally they're different dialects or tribal pronunciation, but more likely that we're in a state where a lot of people are learning by. And so there's a lot of sort of, you know, and we've got a lot of second language. You know, people speaking Malays as a second language. Have you noticed people who learn English as a second language don't speak it properly? Have you noticed?
I'm thinking
commentators, but do you notice that? It's their second language, and they have all sorts of weird accents. But as long as you can speak it well enough that the person in the first language can actually get it, then you've broken through. Or you're starting to break through. So you have to live with that. What he said? A little bit. So, aho?
Aho.
Okay, so this time we're going to help the person. We're going to go back to Peter. You'll know everyone's name Peter. So Peter's just going to say his name, Peter. And then we're all together going to say, as if pretending we are Peter, call Peter aho. Okay?
Peter.
Call Peter aho.
Rodney.
Call Rodney aho.
Diana.
Call Diana
aho.
Ngāte. Ngāte aho.
Ruth.
Call Ruth aho.
Wynn.
Call Wynn aho.
Barbara.
Call Barbara aho.
Mary.
Call Mary aho.
Mal.
Call Mal aho.
Stuart.
Call Stuart aho. Call Sharon aho. Call Zoe aho. Call Zoe aho. Call Zoe
aho. Call Peter aho.
So you notice he's not trying to copy me, he's just responding to my question. Oh, when someone asks me that, that's how I answer. Okay. That's like a conversation. Not just copying me. Call Zoe aho.
Call Ngāpe aho.
Oh, and notice you actually managed Ngāpe's name quite well. Even though it was a Malay name, you're going to go, how do you say that? You know, you just copy. Even if you've never heard the name before, you go, okay. So, I'm just going to burst in occasionally and challenge you on your name. And start off with your first phrase. So the very first thing you want to learn in Malay, of course, is just to say hello. Apart from like my name, so-and-so. And the phrase that you probably all know, but probably all have difficulty with is kia ora. Okay? So we're going to take that apart a bit. And if that's the only thing you go from tonight, well, that'll actually be quite good. Because that's actually quite complicated. So after me, can you say order?
Order.
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 And before it goes, kia.
Kia.
Kia. So one of the problems with kia is you've probably seen that written, and you probably want to say kia. You know? But vowels and Māori tend to be run together. So kia. Rather than, a little bit shorter, kia, rather than just kia. If you say kia ora, whatever. Oh, yeah, I think, you know, they'll keep what you're saying. It's that thing, and the more you can say it like the speaker, the better. So, kia,
kia
ora.
Ora.
Now, here's the next complicated part. Polynesian languages all have this thing, where when there's a vowel, and it follows another vowel, and it's another word, it all just gets run together. So hence, this gets quite messy, because you've got to run it together, because it ends in a vowel and starts with a vowel in the next one. So, kia ora.
Kia
ora. Not kia ora, but kia ora. Kia ora. Can you mean kia ora?
Kia ora.
Which means that, always sometimes I've noticed when you say, kia ora! You know, so it sounds like, and the emphasis almost goes on the start of the second one. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. So, there's variations on how you might say it. Now, we're going to write this because you do know how to write it already. I'm not going to pretend you don't know. Kia. Ora.
Kia
order. So what does order actually mean? What are you actually saying to the person? You say, oh, kia ora. Because Māori use it not just as a greeting, but also as an encouragement. They're like, oh, good on you, oh, kia ora. And that's wonderful. So what does order actually mean?
Plus a blessing.
Plus a blessing,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it means? Yeah, so, but the word order by itself. Well, you know you're all based haka?
Kamate ka ora ka ora.
So Te Rākaha was saying, when he's running away, I die, I die. I live, I live. Meaning they thought they captured him. And they thought you thought you captured me and killed me? So order means living, alive, but Māori words tend to have quite broad means. So it also means healthy. So the whole spectrum from being just feeling good to being healthy to being alive. So kia ora is really wishing someone health, wishing them well, wishing them health and so on. The kia part is a word that you use when you're sort of encouraging someone or telling someone to be something. So, almost like our Pākehā word, be. Like, be healthy, be alive, be this, do this, be that, okay? And you have it in other things like kia kaha, kia toa, kia manawanui. It's like this encouragement followed by the appropriate word. So, kia, like, be this, be healthy, be alive. Okay? Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Okay, fine. And we've actually written it this time. But notice how I forget to talk about the pronunciation. You can't just look at that and go, oh, I get Māori. You know, kia, or, you know, you have to talk through.
Can I ask something?
Yeah, please.
I've noticed that sometimes when people have been speaking, and then at the end people will say, kia ora, as if they're saying, thank you, or well said, or well done.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it means
can be a thank you.
Just a general encouragement.
Yeah.
Oh, kia ora, thanks. Oh, good on you. Yeah, so it has a huge range of uses and means. Partly because Māori doesn't have a lot of those picky little slightly different phrases or nuanced phrases that we have in English. In English, we're much more like, there's a slightly different phrase for this and this. In the words, Māori tends to use some, you know, sort of a basic thing like that and then broaden the use of it. Partly because there's just fewer words, because there are fewer letters. Partly. Okay, kia ora, that's actually, oh, ko waitonga. Which is then saying, using it as a good on you, isn't it? Kia ora. So it's not just a greeting. So you can be use it, you know, you can use it also as an encouragement. Ko wai toi mo.
Ko shangaha.
Yeah. And unless you're looking down and unless you're saying ko. And straight away, as soon as we think it's KO, we still want to say it a Pākehā way. Cool. So English has this problem. Which stops you learning almost any other language easily, which is that our vowels are said differently to most other languages in the world. Spanish, Japanese, Māori, almost any language, German, almost any language you come across says a, e, I, o, u. So our vowels in English have become just interesting. Ko wai tōnua?
Ko Diana aha.
Ko Diana aha. Ko wai tōingo?
Ko Stuart aha.
Kia ora. Ko wai tōingo?
Ko Bangura.
And notice I've straight and written it up there, which you probably think, that's a bit frustrating. So, just one word I want you to also be able to pronounce tonight. Because there's a big argument. If I'm speaking English, I can say Taranaki because in English, that's how you say it. That's the argument, isn't it? I have to say it in my way if I'm not speaking my way. And that is, to some extent, true, because all languages use the words from other languages and they tend to change them when they speak in their own language. If you say it in a Māori pronunciation, though, what it does, and it would be the same if you said a German city in a German way, you would actually let that person know, I know something about your culture, I know something about your language now, and that's the way you say it. So it's just a matter of, it's actually a matter of relationship. It's a matter of like making a connection, sort of like, oh, kia ora, you know, that's a Taranaki, oh, wow. So So let's practice our taranaki. So not, so the taranaki, of course, is that A that we have in English, and it's the only language I know that has that A sound. Taranaki, that A. And the reason is because it's so much like an A that most languages don't even think it's a different sound. So New Zealanders, of course, you would know this, have an accent, you know, when they speak.
It's only that
they
have
accents. Yeah, it's only New Zealanders that have accents. Accents, yeah. So we've got one or two people in the room who've experienced coming to New Zealand and trying to work out how we speak, about half the room here. Okay, so Tara. Naki. Taranaki. And all you actually did, you have heard that. And so all you're saying is, you know, like, I can say it that way. And look, I come from the Waikato, and, you know, for decades we've said Waikato. And, you know, that's okay. But guess what? The normal thing now in the Waikato is you actually say Waikato because you're proud of coming from the Waikato. So you say Waikato. And if you come from Pitaru, 30 years ago you would have said Pitaru. So there's a whole lot of these we're going to get to. Well, look, it's just gone 6:30, but I just want to chuck one other one at you. And I'm going to write it out too. Do you know where that place is?
That's New Plymouth.
That's New Plymouth, right. Okay, so Ngamotu. 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 Okay? That's... Okay, so Tara is a pyramid, cone thing. Naki means it's shiny.
Because do you realise that Mount Taranaki is called Pukia Naik?
Yeah, so that's also there. Yes,
Naked Peak.
No. Pukia or Naki. Oh, right. So it's that same shiny thing. Okay? Yep. So Ngamotu literally means... It's to do with the main feature of Plymouth. Nga, which is the, when you've got a plural word. Motu, islands. The islands. Why is it called the islands? Because you've got, it's a place where all those islands are off the coast. Nga Motu. Anyway, we'll finish with our song. We're at 6:30, and I need to stick to my promise to stay within the time. Let's stand and sing we can just do it without the tongue, it's fine. So after me, te aroha.
Te aroha.
Which is love. Te whakapono.
Te whakapono.
Which is faith. Te rangi mariu.
Te rangi mariu.
Which is peace. And I put a little me, te rangi mariu, because that's the word for and. Okay. Te aroha, te whakapono, me, te rangi mariu. Tātou, tātou e.
We do
actually
sing it with the
me. Yeah.
And it's different from
me. Yeah. So, and that word tato means all of us. Mm-hmm. To be between all of us, okay? So here we go.